In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart, the love of God poured out from Jesus on the cross, the love of God poured out by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is all love. Jesus is all love, and he wants to let you know how much he loves you. Jesus is all love. Do you know the flip side of the Sacred Heart? The flip side. Because the Sacred Heart has to do with the passion. There are thorns around his heart. The flip side is the divine mercy. Yes, that's the risen Lord again. And from his heart flows blood and water. These are beautiful things. That God is love. And in him there is nothing but love. Love for you and love for me. That love is found in Christ Jesus. He is the love of God poured out, and he is poured out by the Holy Spirit. Do you know one of the things that Jesus told Margaret Mary, St. Margaret Mary, is to see the heart that has loved people so much and has been little loved in return. See the heart that has loved people so much and has been little loved in return. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We want to just tell you today that we love you, Jesus. You are the Lord, and we know that you are the Lord, and you are all love, and your heart was pierced for us, and we want to say we love you, Jesus. We don't want you to tell us, see the love that was poured out for so many and you didn't love me back. Just to tell Jesus you love him. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love Jesus. We love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love Jesus. I love you. Hear my prayer. Hear my prayer. I love Jesus. Hear my prayer. Oh yes, it's the heart of Jesus that has been so filled with love for humanity. Oh yes, only heart, the only heart that is filled with love. I'm going to tell you, there is another part of his love. It is his justice. If you don't want his love, you'll get the love of his justice. And we want his love. We want to be literally inundated with the love that is poured out by the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Sacred Heart of Jesus be adored, glorified, and honored today and all the days of our lives. Amen. I'm looking at Mark, and I'm looking at the 12th chapter, and I'm looking at the 35th verse. Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, "How do you say that the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool.' David therefore himself calls him Lord. And whence is he then his son?" And the common people heard him gladly. Oh yes, the common people. You know, not the scribes and not the Pharisees, but the common people. You see, the scribes and the Pharisees already had their minds made up. Yes, they had a theology. I tell you, if Jesus wants to insert his theology over mine, glory to God. My theology is nothing as compared to his theology. And I'm telling you, Jesus is love, and he is the Son of the Father, and he is the Lord, said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. And the common people heard him gladly, but not so the scribes, not so the Pharisees, not so the Sadducees. And Jesus said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love the salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses for a pretense, making long prayers that they would receive greater damnation. I tell you, we who minister God's word and God's sacrament are under the love of God, but we need to stay under the love of God and the truth of God. We need to continue to proclaim the love of God and give the Holy Spirit liberty to do what he wants to do, because we will be judged more severely than the people, than the common people. As a matter of fact, there's really no common people anymore, because we belong to Jesus and we are priests, prophets, and royalty. That's real. And we're looking at the widow's mite next. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast much money. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said unto them, truly, truly, I say to you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than that which has cast a lot into the treasury. For they all did cast of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Let me tell you, that doesn't tell us that we're going to put a dollar in the box and we're the widow. I'm telling you that we need to tithe our money. We need to give God his share, at least one-tenth of his share. We need to not put a buck in the box that comes by. I'm going to tell you, a buck was good in 1950. With the buck, you can't even get a cup of coffee anymore. This is God you're giving money to. This is God you're giving money to. When I give money away, I'm giving it to God. And people say, what if people squander it? It's none of my business if they squander it. That's God got to deal with them. I have a good heart, and I give my money to people in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And if I'm wrong, well, you know what? I won't suffer for it. But the people who misuse my money will suffer for it, because I give it in the name of Jesus. I do not look at myself like the widow who gave it all. I don't give it all. I'd be a liar if I gave it all. But I do give a good amount, and much more than tithing. It is so important that we give. It is so important that we give. Give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over into the folds of your clothing. It is so important that we give. I'm looking at the 13th chapter of St. Mark, and I was sitting on the Mount of Olives with Eleanor McCullen several years back, and I was reading this as we sat on the Mount of Olives. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings there are. You know, the temple was one of the seven greatest wonders of the world at that time. Jesus answered and said unto him, you see these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. O my Lord, why? Because they failed to recognize the visitation of God in Jesus. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, over and against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" Jesus answered them and began to say, "Take heed lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many." I tell you, there's lots of people that come in the name of Christ, and it's nothing but witchcraft. Yes, witchcraft. They do not mention the blood of Jesus. They do not mention the cross of Jesus. They say they're coming with the Christ life. There is no Christ life apart from the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And you know, many people have been fooled because this New Age movement is real. It's as real as Genesis. What was it said in Genesis? If you eat of the fruit, you shall become gods. What do you think the New Age movement is about? It's as old as Genesis, that you will become your own God and that you have Christ life in you. Well, there's no Christ life in them if they do not believe in the blood, if they do not believe in the cross, if they do not believe in the burial and resurrection of Jesus. I tell you, be careful with whoever you hang around with, because everything that is said to be of Christ is not of Christ. Take heed lest any man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, "I am Christ," and shall deceive many. That's right. And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be troubled. For such things must need to happen, but the end shall not yet come. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. I've never heard of so many earthquakes in my whole life. And there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of the sorrows. Yes, the earthquakes, the famines, the troubles are the beginnings of sorrows. But take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all the nations. Oh yes, these are the signs of the time. These are the signs of the time. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in the hour you speak, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, if they deliver us up before councils, what do we preach? We preach Jesus, and we preach him crucified, buried, and dead, and risen from the dead. I'm telling you, this is real. Brother shall betray brother. Look at what's happening in the Middle East, what they're doing to Miriam Ibrahim. They wanted her to renounce her Christian faith, and she won't do it. I hope she's safe today. Now the brother shall betray brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents, and they shall cause them to be put to death. Yes, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Here we call for the endurance of the saints, that we would endure until the end, and we will be safe. And it's very difficult to endure until the end, especially when troubles start coming upon you, when things are from the government that come upon you. You know, I say that one of these days, the Catholic Church will be brought before the courts because we will not bless homosexual marriages, and we will be called homophobic and one day they will bring us before the courts. I know that. I know that. I know that. I don't know when. I don't know when, but I know that. And it's being said that through many of the states now, they recognize this marriage between a man and a man and a woman and a woman. You shall be hated by all men for my name's sake, but he shall endure until the end shall be saved. Oh yes, Lord, give us that gift of enduring until the end. Persevere. I want to persevere in the name of Jesus. I want to persevere in the name of Jesus. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not to be, that's in the temple, let him that reads understand. Then let them that are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of the house. Let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garments. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Pray that your flight might not be in winter, for in those days shall the affliction, such as was never known from the beginning of creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, don't believe him, for false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. And you must know that when the signs come, they must come in the name of Jesus, through the power of his cross, burial, and resurrection. Oh yes, the devil knows how to do signs too. The devil knows how to do signs, but the signs that are done in Christianity are done through the blood of Jesus, through the cross of Jesus, through the resurrection of Jesus. It is nothing that I have. It's something that God gives for the body of Christ. And it's only Jesus who heals. I asked the people a couple of weeks ago, raise your hands if you were healed in this church. And hands went up. And I said, who healed you? And they all said, Jesus. They all said, Jesus. None of them said, Father Tom. They all said, Jesus healed us. I said, that's right. You've got it right. Jesus healed you, and he wants to continue to heal you, and he wants to continue to bless you, and he wants to continue to love you. But you must be open to that love. Again, friends may come and friends may part, but there is no change in the Sacred Heart. There's all love in the heart of Jesus. All love in the heart of Jesus. All love in the heart of Jesus. The two questions that God will ask us when we die, first one, did you surrender to Jesus Christ your life? Did you surrender? Yes, Lord. And did you learn how to love? Did you learn how to love? That's a very important word. Did you learn how to love? I tell you that that's challenging, because God calls us to love people that are not lovable. You know, maybe I'm not lovable. I mean, God called people to love me, even if I'm not lovable. You know, some of the beautiful people, everybody loves the beautiful people. Oh yes, we all want the beautiful people. Everybody, all of our institutions want to see priests with blonde hair and blue eyes, and you know, the good-looking kids. And I tell you, God works through the broken. God works through those people who have no power. God gives power to those people that are not able to have power in and of themselves. God gives power. Take heed, Behold, I have foretold you all these things. Jesus said to these things so that we would be ready. As we looked down from the Mount of Olives, we saw the two mosques that are there, the two mosques that are in the place where the Holy of Holies was, the Golden Dome and the other one. And I said, is this the desolation spoken of by Daniel? I don't think so, because it says after that you have to flee and things would happen quickly. So it is, the Jews still don't have their temple. And many of the Orthodox Jews believe that they're going to have a temple. Now I'm going to ask you the question. When people say they're going to worship in their temple, that tells me that they have forgotten about the one temple that is in Jerusalem. They tell me that they're calling their synagogue a temple, and it's not a temple. Where there is a temple, there must be a sacrifice. That's right. Where there is a temple, there must be a sacrifice. I'm telling you this, that there's no such thing as a temple in Everett. There's no such thing as a temple in Malden. There's no such thing as a temple in Winthrop. The temple is in Jerusalem, and it was destroyed. But with the help of God, before he comes back again, it will be rebuilt. You say, I don't believe it. Well, you don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. It's true anyway. You don't have to believe it. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. This is the hard stuff. This is hard stuff. We who can't even get people coming to church on a Sunday. Imagine if we have this terrible stuff coming upon us. Persecution. God promises persecution. The stars of the heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds with great power and glory. And then he shall send his angels, and they shall gather his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Remember what we read just yesterday. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the work of the Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, or who prophesies, or who heals, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those people that are bound to the cross, only those people that are bound to the blood, only those people that are bound to the burial and resurrection of Jesus. Oh, yes, we don't want any resurrection. We don't want any miracles apart from the cross. I don't need them. I don't want them. I know that any miracle that happens in our little place is done by Jesus, because I certainly can't even heal myself. So the Lord wants us to take courage, and these things shall happen, and people will be persecuted. And I'm telling you, persecution is taking place in the Middle East now with Christians. Do you know that there are many Muslims that are receiving dreams of Jesus Christ? Do you know that? That's come about something that's been more than once, different Muslims dreaming of Jesus Christ and then giving their life to Jesus. But you know what? They can be killed by the Muslim people, because if you reject the Muslim religion, your head can be lopped off. I'm telling you, people who are Muslim, who become Christian, they endure persecution. Can we endure persecution? What would it be if the government said, this is an if, that because you are Christians, you will not get your Social Security check? I wonder how many people would deny Jesus because of a stupid Social Security check. Well, how are we going to live? We're going to live on the grace of God that He's going to provide. We've all been raised on bonbons. We do not know persecution. We do not know difficulty when it comes to our faith. The only thing we know is that we were raised on bonbons. We were raised with good stuff, and we've been blessed by it. I want to invite people between the 20th and the 26th of July to the School of the Holy Spirit. What will we be doing? We'll be creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. We'll be creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. It's from July 20th to the 26th. You can come the whole week, or you can come just a couple of days. And I would call this number 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210. And I'm telling you this, we need to pay May's bills. InSeason.net if you want to pay through PayPal. InSeason.net if you want to pay through PayPal. Or you can mail it to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Don't be deceived by false Christs. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.